Today we're going to learn Daf Ches Amud Aleph of Mesecha Sukkah. We are holding on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're at Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sukkah HaAsuya Kikivshon, right above the diagram that appears on the page in Daf Zayin Amud Beis. And today's going to be a geometry day. We're going to discuss how large a sukkah has to be if the sukkah is made in a circle. Meaning we've already had a three-way machlokas, how large a sukkah has to be if a sukkah is a square, whether it's 6x6 tefachim like Beis Hillel, 7x7 tefachim like Beis Shammai, or 4 amos by 4 amos like Rebbe. But what about if the sukkah is built in a circle? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Sukkah asuya ka kivshan. If the sukkah is made circular like a kivshan, im yesh be kefa kedei leshi ba esim arba b'nei adam, kshera v'im lav psula. If on the circumference of that circle you can seat 24 people, then it's kosher. But if you cannot seat 24 people on the circumference of that circle, then the sukkah is puzzle. So come on, which shita about the size of the sukkah is Rabbi Yochanan following like? Obviously, correct. He must be following the shita of Rebbe that a sukkah needs to be 4 amos by 4 amos, meaning according to the Beis Shammai or the Beis Hillel, a sukkah only has to hold one person. So the idea that a sukkah that's circular having to hold 24 people would just be outlandish. So what you have to say is that he's following the shita of Rebbe that a regular sukkah is 4 amos by 4 amos, and somehow when you circle it, it's going to turn into a sukkah with a circumference that could fit 24 people. So says the Gemara, Michti, Gavra Ba'amsi Yosef. Let's do that calculation. How much space does a person take up? So we know that a person takes up 1 amma. Kol sheyesh ba'kefel shlosh tefachim, yesh ba'rochav tefach. What we also know is that when calculating the circumference versus the diameter of a circle, what we also know is that we have to know what pi is, and we assume pi is 3, meaning that the circumference of a circle is 3 times the diameter. So if you're going to have a sukkah that's 4 amos across, so and you wanted to figure out what the circumference of a circle drawn around that 4 amma line would be, the circumference of that circle would be 12 amos. Now, if each individual takes up 1 amma, then you would be able to sit 12 people around the circumference of that circle. Problem is, though, we said that a sukkah that's made circular has to be able to seat 24 people around the circumference. But Betresa Sagi, according to this cheshbon, 12 people would have been enough. So it says Gemara Hani Mili, the idea that that you could just look at the at pi and figure out the circumference versus the diameter is be igula when you're making a circle around this such a straight line. Aval beribua bayatvei. But for a sheer sukkah, it's not enough to make a circle around a single straight line that's 4 amos. What you need to do is you need to start off with a box that's 4x4 amos, which is the minimum dimensions of a sukkah according to Rabbi, and then circle around that box, and that's going to be way more than 12 amos. So says Gemara, okay, how much way more than 12 amos is it going to be? Michti, kama meruba yosra el eagle. Meaning if you draw a circle around a 4 amma by 4 amma box, if you want to figure out what the circumference of that circle is going to be, you need to know what the diameter of that circle is going to be. So what is the diameter of such a circle going to be? So here's how you figure it out. The diameter of that circle is going to be the diagonal of the square. Meaning if you draw a circle around a square, and then you draw a diagonal from one corner of the square to the opposite corner of the square, that diagonal will be the circumference of the circle, because the circle touches all the corners of the square. So you're going to draw a diagonal of that square. What is the diagonal of the square going to be? So this is Pythagorean theorem. This is the idea that a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So if you have a sukkah that's 4 amos by 4, if you have a square that's 4 amos by 4 amos, the diagonal of that square is going to be the square root of 16 plus 16. So the Gemara does this math. The Gemara says, Michti, kama meruba yosra li'igul ravia. The circle around the square is roughly a quarter larger than the square itself, and therefore, bishitzar sagi, it should be good enough to have 16 people that are able to sit around it. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that you need to sit 24 people people around it. So Gemara says, now hani mili be eagle denafik mi go rivua. That's if the circle is drawn inside the square. Meaning then when you square it off, it turns out to be 4 amos by 4 amos. Av rivua denafik mi go igula. But if you have a square that comes from inside the circle, in order to be matir, a circular sukkah, you need the circle to be bigger than the square. The square of 4 by 4 amos has to fit inside of that circle. So by its face, it's going to have to be bigger than 16 amos, meaning a 4 by 4 square is obviously going to be a 16 amma perimeter of the square. The circle that goes around that square is obviously going to be bigger, mishum morsha de karnisa, because it goes out on the edges. The circle is larger than the square. So says Gemara, okay, michti, kol amsub ribua, amsub trechum shabalachsona. Here's where the Gemara discusses Pythagorean theorem without exactly defining it. It says that whenever you want to figure out what the diagonal of a square is going to be, any amma along the side walls of the square is going to equal an amma and 2/5 in the diagonal. So if that's the case, what is the diagonal of this square going to be? So it's 4. If 4 amos is the side of the square, so it's 4 times 1.4 is going to be the diagonal. And then multiply that by 3, that's going to be your circumference. So it should be good enough to have 16.8 amos. So says the Gemara, Lodak, yeah, you're right, 16.8 is the right number. We're just not being so precise in the Cheshbon when we say 24. So Gemara says, whoa, Emor Damrina Lo Dak Purta. You might not be so precise if you want to be off by a little bit. But Tuva Mi Amrina Lo Dak, do we say that you're not being so precise when you're off by a lot? The difference between 16.8 and 24 is way off. Amle Remak Shish Rav Chisle Rav Ashi Mi Savard Gavra Ba Amsi Yasiv. No, you think a person takes up a whole amma? Not true. Tlasa gavri bitarti amsa yasvi. In 2 amos, you can fit 3 people. We never said that you need a 24 amma circumference. What we said was that you need space for 24 people to fit around the circumference. So if you assume that a person doesn't take up an amma, but rather that every 2 amos you can seat 3 people, Kamahavilhu, what actually is the circumference? Shitzar, it's really 16. Well, Ananshiv Sunichum Shabinan, so says Gemara, that may have been what we thought originally, but now we've already come to the conclusion that the circumference of the circle has to be larger than 16. It needs to be 16.8. Says Gemara, Lo Dak. Okay, so that we're not being so precise. The difference between 16 versus 16.8. Says Gemara, Emor Damrin Lo Dak Lachumra, Lakula Miyamrin Lo Dak. No, you could afford to be imprecise if what you're saying is going to end up being a bigger chumrah. Meaning if really the sukkah only had to be 16.8 amos and you say it has to be 20 amos, so that's imprecise and that's l'chumrah, that's fine, because worse comes to worse, someone is going to build a sukkah that's slightly larger than it has to be. But if really a sukkah has to be 16.8 amos and you say, oh, you only need to fit 24 people around the circumference and that translates to 16 amos flat, well, then people might build a sukkah that is actually 16 amos, and they're going to end up with a pasul sukkah. So you can't say, l'kula lo dak. Samar le Rav Asi, le Rav Ashi, le olam gavra ba amsi yasav. Now let's stick with what we originally assumed, that each person takes up 1 amma, and therefore the circumference of the circular sukkah is 24 amos. Verb yochanan makum gavri, when Rabbi Yochanan says you fit 24 people, he was talking about 24 people around the circumference of the sukkah. It turns out the shear of a sukkah is much smaller than the size of 24 people, because the 24 people are sitting outside of that circle. They're not making up the circle or sitting inside of the circle. They're sitting outside of the circle. So says Gemara, well, wait a second, still it doesn't work out. Kama havulhu timni srei. How many amos is the actual circumference of the sukkah? 18 amos, because 24 people sit around a sukkah, and you measure the sukkah from outside of them, so it turns out the sukkah is 8 amos, But if you take away the space that the people are taking up, which is, let's say, one amma on each side, so you draw a line across, it's going to be six ammos. So six amma diameter of the circle times 3, which is pi, equals an 18 amma circumference. But we said, so we're saying now that you need to have 18 amma circumference sukkah. But we said it before that you shouldn't need 18 amos. 16.8 amos should have been just fine. Says, well, okay, but hainu lo dak, l'chumra lo dak. Now we're not being so precise, but at least l'chumra we're not being so precise. Meaning we're giving you instructions, build a sukkah that has an, if you want to build a circular sukkah, make sure it has an 18 amma circumference. And the reality is, it only needs a 16.8 amma circumference. So what? You might make a sukkah that's larger than it absolutely needs to be in terms of its minimal shear. Okay, that's okay. We're fine with that. You might build a sukkah that's larger than it needs to be. At least you're not going to end up with a pasul sukkah. Then the Gemara says maybe there's another way to understand Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbanan de Kisri, Va'amri la Dayani de Kisri Amri, the Rabbanan of Kisri, and some say the Rabbanan of Kisri hold that really Rabbi Yochanan counts the people that are on the circumference as if they are in the sukkah, and we measure the sukkah from outside of where the people are. So the shear of the sukkah is across, the shear of the of what you call the diameter would actually be 8 amos, and the circumference would be 24 amos. Igula did not, and what Rabbanan de Kishri, Dayan de Kishri claim is that that fits seamlessly with a 4x4 amma square. Why? Igula dinafik migo ribua riva. They hold that the difference between the square and the circle drawn around it is a 25% difference. So if you have a 16 amma perimeter of the square, it's going to turn out that that you'll have a 24 amma. You'll have a 24 amma. Not a 33% difference. You'll have a 24 amma circumference of the square. Ribua denafik migo igula palga. Oh, I'm sorry. No, the other way. If you drew the circle inside of the square, it would be a 25% difference. When you draw a circle outside of the square, you add 50%. So if it was 16 amos of a perimeter of a square, when you draw a circle around that square, add 50% of 16. What is 50% of 16? 8. So you add 8 to the 16, and you now have a 24 amma circle around it. That's the mathematics of these Rabbanan de Kisri. Says the Gemara, Velohi. We cannot hold like the Rabbanan de Kisri because their math is simply wrong. It's not true that if you have a square and then you draw a circle around the square, that the relationship between the perimeter of the square and the circumference of the circle is that the circumference of the circle is going to be 50% greater. That is simply not, geometrically, it's not correct. It's simply not mathematically correct, and therefore the Rabban and the Kisri are rejected. So let's stop over there, but we'll just summarize what we did. We tried to identify the shear of a round sukkah, and we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds it needs to seat 24 people around it. It needs to seat 24 people around the circle. So we had two viable explanations of Rabbi Yochanan. One is that three people could fit in every 2 amos, so really only needs to be 16 amos around the circle. And the other explanation was that no, we measure the circle from inside of where the people are sitting, not from the outside of the people. So the diameter of that circle that has 24 people around it is in fact 6 amos, and therefore the circumference of the circle is 18 amos. And the halacha really is that it only needs to be 16.8 amos. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up at the two dots on Daf Ches Amud Beis.